Page 87, Unit 6, Exercise 1A.
Perseus. Long ago in ancient Greece lived a young man called Perseus. He lived with his mother on the island of Seriphos. The king of Seriphos wanted to marry Perseus's mother, but Perseus didn't like the king. So the king decided to get rid of Perseus. He invited the young man to a party.
"Welcome, Perseus," said the king. "My friends have got presents for me. What have you got?"
"Nothing," said Perseus. "What do you want?"
"Bring me the head of Medusa," said the king.
"Who is Medusa, mother?" said Perseus later. "She and her sisters live on an island far from here," said his mother. "Don't go there, Perseus. Medusa is a monster. She has snakes for hair, and her eyes turn people to stone."
"I must go, mother," said Perseus.
"Then ask the gods for help," she said. Perseus went to the temple. "Take this shield," said the goddess Athena. "Don't look at Medusa's eyes. Use the shield as a mirror. Then cut off her head with this sword."
"Wear this helmet and you are invisible," said the god Hermes.
"But how can I find Medusa?" asked Perseus.
"These shoes can take you to her," said Hermes, and he gave Perseus some shoes with wings.
When Perseus reached Medusa's island, he put on the helmet so that he was invisible. He looked at Medusa in the shield and quickly cut off her head. He put the head in a bag, then he took off the heavy helmet. But now he wasn't invisible. Medusa's sisters saw him. They rushed at him angrily. But he jumped into the air, and Hermes' shoes carried him away from the island. After many adventures, Perseus arrived in Seriphos. Everybody was at the king's palace.
"Oh, Perseus," cried his mother. "I thought you were dead."
She ran to kiss him.
"Welcome back, Perseus," said the king. "You're just in time for the wedding. I'm going to marry your mother today."
"Yes, I can see that," said Perseus. "And I've got a wedding present for you."
Then he whispered, "Close your eyes, mother. Don't look."
"Well, where's my present?" asked the king.
"Here it is," said Perseus, and he pulled Medusa's head from the bag. The king and his friends looked into Medusa's eyes, and they turned instantly to stone.
"Well, mother," said Perseus, "you can't marry a statue."
"No, I can't," she smiled.